You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Ford Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by Lavi Randolph, who is a transition services specialist with the Transition Assistance Program, and Jessica Foster, who is a human resources specialist with the Directorate of Human Resources. Today, we are going to talk all about the combined federal campaign and how you can support. Thank you guys so much for joining me. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you.
So could you guys share a little more about yourselves and your role?
So I am this year's combined federal campaign manager for Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. And Ms. Foster is the MPD representative for CFC this year. I am also dual-hatted with the Transition Assistance Program, and I help service members transition successfully out of the military.
Hey everyone, I work over at SRP as a human resources assistant, and I help soldiers out the door to deployments.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
So for those who don't know, including myself, what exactly is the combined federal campaign?
So the CFC, or Combined Federal Campaign, is one of the largest, most successful workplace fundraising campaigns in the world. This gives the opportunity for retirees, government employees, military contractors to donate to a charity of their choice through the CFC campaign.
So obviously it's meant to raise money, it's a fundraiser, but are there any other purposes for it?
To be able to give, some of your donations, depending on the charity that you donate to, can help service members like AER, the Army Emergency Relief Program. If service members are struggling with finances, your donations can directly help contribute and make a change in a service member's life who needs some funding. You can also give to the American Red Cross to help service members who have any type of medical emergencies at home. They can leave their deployments if need be. If they don't have the funding, they can definitely be supported through the American Red Cross program.
Are all fundraisers having to do with like DoD entities or soldiers, or are there other charities that benefit?
So the CFC deals mainly with the federal, or a lot of federal programs.
Okay.
Sometimes they do public and private organizations as well, but their primary focus is on federal programs that is associated and authorized and vetted through the CFC program.
Thank you. Yeah. How long does this campaign run?
So the campaign started on October 1st of this year, and it expires on December 31st of this year. So if you want to donate, your last day to donate is going to be December 31st.
How can people give and donate to this program?
Okay, so just for $5 in your paycheck, or you can give 5 hours of volunteer time a month can make a big difference. There are more than ever charities that are counting on your support. We have payroll deductions, which is most popular method, allows you to spread your gift over a year, and it does not start until 2026. You can always go to givecfc.gov to donate today.
Thank you. Is there anything else that you would like to add or share?
CFC is a great organization, and if you just want to give, this is a great way to give.
I want to clarify, givecfc.org, not .gov, I'm so sorry. Yep, .org. This is a great way to support service members and their families. Your donations are greatly appreciated. They mean more to service members and the federal community than you know. If you are in a spirit of giving, again, you can choose a charity of your choice. If you go to givecfc.org, you can go through the many list of charities that you can donate to. We appreciate your support and all your help.
Thank you so much for anybody who does give.
Thank you, guys. All right. Now, I know I learned a lot about CFC, and if you are in the spirit to give, as they said, please go ahead and do so. But to stay up to date on Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield activities, please follow us on social media and download the My Army Post app. Thank you guys for joining me. It's been a pleasure. I'm Kelsey Stieber, and that concludes this episode of the Marne Report. See you next week.
U.S. Army is enhancing security at Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield with the automated installation entry system, bringing smarter, faster, and safer access to our gates.
Using advanced handheld devices, our security personnel can now verify identities in real time, even when the visitor control center is closed. These devices tap into national law enforcement databases, checking federal and state records, DMV status, and more, all in about 45 seconds. Each gate is equipped with one handheld vetting device. If no issues are found, visitors may receive up to 180-day access to the installation. This works for family, rideshare services, food delivery, and MWR activities. If derogatory information is flagged, access will be denied and the visitor will be directed to the Visitor Control Center for further guidance.
Your safety is our mission. With AIE in-lane vetting, we're keeping our community secure day and night.